Braisa says when a Talmud Chacham dies, those who learn under him cancel their normal learning sessions. When an Av Bezin dies, the entire city cancels their sessions. And when they have to go to Shul to Daven, they don't sit in their regular places. When the Nasi dies, all people cancel their regular learning sessions, and the people only go to Shul on Shabbos to hear the laning. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha says this is not meant for the people to spend their time doing other things, rather that they should sit and mourn the loss that they have suffered, rather than learning. In the house of an Avol, there is to be no learning. It was said, however, that Rabbi Hanani ben Gamliel did learn in the house of Avelis. Zachmar Abraisa says, during the first week of Avelis, the Avel does not leave his house. During the second week, he may leave, but he doesn't sit in his usual place in Shul. During the third week, he may sit in his usual place in Shul, but he shouldn't talk. During the fourth week, he's like any other person. Rabbi Huda says, it's obvious that he doesn't leave his house for the first week because people are coming to console him. He says that this entire timetable, therefore, shifts 1 week, with the result is that he's first treated like any other person during the fifth week instead of during the fourth week. Zachmar Abraisa says, an Avel may not enter Nisuin during his 30-day Avelis period. A widower may not remarry until 3 Yom Tovim have passed after his wife's passing. Rabbi Huda says, he only has to wait until after 2 Yom Tovim have passed. However, if the widower does not yet have children, he may remarry immediately so that he can fulfill the mitzvah of Pur Ravu. Also, if the widower is left with young children, he may remarry immediately so that there's someone to take care of the children. When the wife of Yosef the Kayan died, while he was still in the cemetery, Nabachi arranged to marry his wife's sister so that the children should be cared for. Still, he didn't have tashmish with her until after the 30 days of Avelis. Abraisa says an Avel may not wear freshly pressed clothes for 30 days, whether the clothes are new or old. Rebbe says that only new clothing is Aser. Rav Elazar, son of Rav Shimon, said only new white clothing is Aser. We find that Abaya followed Rebbe and that Rabba followed Rav Elazar, son of Rav Shimon. Mishnah said, "Mipnei she'amru Shabbos oila ve'ena mafsekes." Mar says, "With machlekes between the people of Yehuda and the people of the Galil, one said that there's the concept of Avelis on Shabbos, meaning you have to keep the halachas in private. And the other said that there's no concept of Avelis on Shabbos at all. The first view is based upon the Mishnah that says that Shabbos is oila, it's included in the Avelis. Second view is based on our Mishnah that says that Shabbos is not canceled the remaining Shiva. If there's Avelis on Shabbos, why would there even be a havamina that they should cancel the rest of Shiva?" Mar says the second view would explain the term oila as being used to contrast it with the days of Yom Tov that I mentioned later in the Mishnah. The first view would explain the Eina Mafsekes as being used to contrast it with the days of Yom Tov that I mentioned later in the Mishnah as well. So they say it's not coming to teach, but rather just coming to contrast with the way that Yom Tov treats and affects the days of Avelis. In fact, maybe we can say this machalek is actually machalek among Tanoim. Why? Abraisa says that an oinen is not chayiv in any mitzvahs, does not make brachas, may not eat a drink, may not eat meat or drink wine, etc. However, if one's an oinen on Shabbos, he may eat meat and drink wine, he may make brachas and do all the other mitzvahs. Rabbi Leil said, since he's chayiv in these mitzvahs, he's also chayiv in all other mitzvahs. Rabbi Yechon explained that the machalek in Tanakam and Gamliel is whether the oinen is permitted to have tashmish on Shabbos. Presumably, this machalek will be based on whether one must keep avelis restrictions in bitzina in private on Shabbos. So we see the same machalikas. Mara says, no, maybe the Tanakam doesn't allow Tashmish in this case only because the person is still an Oinon. But maybe if he was already an Oval, past the point of Anidas, maybe he would allow him to have Tashmish on Shabbos. It may also be that Rabbi Gamliel allows an Oinon to have Tashmish on Shabbos only because he's not yet begun his Avelis. He's still only an Oinon, which does not yet have the Chiyav Avelis really on it in many respects. But he may not allow, it could be that he wouldn't allow an Oval to have Tashmish on Shabbos. Therefore, this machalik is not necessarily the basis for their machlokes, like we said earlier.